You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The midterm budget policy statement for 2019 is almost upon us. It's out at the end of October. And with me to discuss it is David Gracie, who's the head of foreign exchange and fixed income trading in Investec in Johannesburg. Quite a difficult juggling act for the minister this year. But we always say that, don't we?
Well, we do. The last 10 years budgetary process has been very challenging. I mean, we don't have to delve into specifics, but the history, the deteriorating fiscal balance sheet as such has given all our finance ministers a headache, and I'm not sure that this year is going to be any different, quite frankly, Lindsay.
No, it's not. In fact, the only reason it's going to be different is because of the parlous state of the fiscus and the economy as well. So there's going to be even more of a juggling act to go on. But I think if anyone can do it, it's Mr. Mboweni.
Well, he certainly laid his cards on the table. You know, he's preempted a little bit with an economic plan that has been that he's tabled, that has been discussed at various government forums and ANC breakaways as such. And I think, Lindsay, we see challenges coming from besides the old historical SOE bailouts, we do see challenges coming from two fronts. One, on the revenue side, I think the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kiswet, has got a challenge on his hand. And really that stems from the fact that the economy has not performed at all. We're meandering along at lower than 1% growth. But at the same time, we've had I think, a massive economic challenge on our hands based on immigration. You know, we've seen immigration certainly ramp up, and if one just has to look at sort of the housing market over the last 2-3 years, just to show you the oversupply, and arguably that's just as a direct impact of people immigrating. And those people that are immigrating tend to be taxpayers. You know, people who can afford to immigrate. And so I think the revenue line will be a challenge. And then, of course, on the expenditure line, we've had continued SOE drainage on the fiscus. And I guess the good finance minister is left with a balancing act in terms of, you know, where to take the money from to fund the expenditure programs like social grants, et cetera, et cetera. So I do foresee that is going to be a bit of a battle. And I think he has a big balancing act on his hands.
Yes, let's talk about that revenue aspect that you mentioned first. It's not a trickle anymore. It's not quite a flood, but certainly it's a steady stream of people leaving. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't bring this up when I have a conversation with people in South Africa. It really is quite a movement.
Yeah, absolutely, Lindsay. I think the evidence is there for everybody to see. You know, when you look at application statistics from the various countries that people tend to immigrate to, we've seen a big demand on that side. As I said, the housing market shows us that there's other reasons for the depressed housing market, but certainly one of the factors is people immigrating. And then, of course, we've also had a massive unemployment increase, you know, which will also mean that we, on the revenue side, we're facing some severe challenges.
Yes, indeed. Okay, the rand has been strong in the last few days. Here we are talking on the 14th of October. The rand has, one stage this morning when I woke up, was I think in the low 1470s. Is that anticipatory for a decent midterm budget policy statement? Is it international markets? Why has the rand been so strong in the last few days?
Yeah, I don't think it's got anything to do with the budget statement, Lindsay. All of the movement has been predicated on international factors. We had Trump and the Chinese moving closer together. Trump saying that, you know, that he's managed to forge a deal with the Chinese, or part of a deal with the Chinese, which of course has added to the sort of risk on sentiment. Time will tell, because he has said this before. He has said that a deal is imminent, and then a year or two later, we still have challenges. So time will tell if this is any different. We have seen the dollar weakening over the last couple of sessions. Interest rates across the world are low and heading lower. Stimulus packages coming from every central bank in the developed world. So that's all added to the sort of yield attraction of South Africa. And the rand has recovered as a consequence of that. I suspect as we move towards the budget statement, people will become a little bit more cautious in terms of their positioning. simply because we need to understand how Moody's is going to look at this budget, and whether that will usher in a full downgrade or a move to credit negative on a credit watch.
Yes, indeed. Do you think they'll have enough time to assess the MTBPS, the interim budget, the midterm budget? Because I think their pronunciations are due on November the 1st, which is just a couple of days after the, or actually one day after the budget itself.
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of timing, it's not perfect, but one would expect that they've got most of their data out already. They tend to engage with the financial authorities for a long time, and so they would have a lot of the data already.
Yes.
Mood in the market is that we probably will escape a full downgrade, but a move towards credit negative is certainly not off the table. And I think, given our deteriorating fiscal position, that is probably a likely outcome expected by the market. But it depends on the wording of their statement post the medium-term budget statement. Whether we anticipate a full downgrade or not, and we'll have to just wait and see. So I don't think we'll get a full downgrade, but probably move towards credit watch negative.
So what you're saying is that the market has probably discounted this eventuality, the rating agency eventuality that you just described. But if it's anything worse than that, the Rand and indeed the capital market might be vulnerable.
I think that's the view. We've been talking about Moody's for the better, for a few years now. So I think that kind of scenario that I described is probably priced in, but the wording will be important. And, of course, we'll have to wait for the actual numbers, the figures, to show just how badly the fiscus has deteriorated to see whether that's going to have any meaningful impact. But right now, I think most of it's priced in.
Are you happy with the way that the Rand is behaving at the moment, given the headwinds that we face every single day as South Africans and as an economy?
Yeah, it's a bit of a loaded question, I think, whether I'm happy with the performance of the Rand. I think we're very fortunate as South Africans that the Rand hasn't weakened more than it has. And that's really as a consequence of this sort of stimulative nature that developed nations central banks have adopted across the world. The ECB recently cut rates, increased their stimulus program. The Fed is doing the same. The global economy is on a bit, not on very solid ground, and central banks are trying to ward that off with stimulus packages, and I think that's acted in South Africa's favor. When you put a deposit into Europe and you're earning mine or negative rates relative to South Africa that offers you 8% or slightly above 8% on our benchmark bonds, that becomes quite attractive as a yield play. And I think that has protected us. But all the while this is happening in the sort of global backdrop, the South African scenario is not improving at all. The growth is not going to suddenly take off unless we get some decent shift in governing party policies. And so our local situation is deteriorating. But as I say, we've been protected by the global backdrop. So against that sort of framework, it's not surprising what the Rand has done, but I will state that we've been protected in this environment.
David, I look forward to speaking to you after the MTBPS in a couple of weeks' time. That's David Gracie, who's the head of Forex and Fixed Income Trading at Investec in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.